The Denali Citizens Council is raising concerns about pollution from the Healy Clean Coal Plant. The Healy-based environmental organization wants Golden Valley Electric Association to get a new air quality permit for the long-idled facility before it comes online. Denali Citizens Council President Nancy Bale says new concerns have arisen since the plant was permitted in the mid-1990s.
In recent years, the problems of mercury pollution, even in northern climes from coal burning and other types of industrial activities, have come to the forefront, and there are no mercury standards currently in the permitting. Also, what the plant will do in terms of carbon sequestration has become much more important with the rise in interest in global climate change.
Bale says Healy is ground zero for emissions from the facility, which will be the second coal-fired power plant the utility operates in the community. The Denali Citizens Council wants Golden Valley Electric Association to hold a public meeting in Healy to talk about local air quality concerns. GVEA President Brian Newton says a meeting is being planned, and the public will also have an opportunity to comment as part of an ongoing agency review of the air quality permits for the utilities. For the utility's Healy facilities. Newton says the facilities meet current standards. He says if regulations are tightened, there will be decisions to be made.
Golden Valley has to mitigate that by paying, if it's cap and trade, by paying allowances or by retrofitting the plant to meet the new requirement that's put in place.
The Healy Clean Coal Plant was constructed with $300 million of state and federal funds to demonstrate new technology, but it only operated briefly a decade ago due to operational problems and high repair costs. GVEA officials are giving the plant a second chance under an agreement with the state and Homer Electric. The facility could come online as early as next year.